KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have mostly sunny skies and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear today with a high of 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. And in state news this morning, a 10-member panel of legislators could be assembled as soon as this afternoon to begin work on a compromise education reform plan. Yesterday afternoon, Democratic Senator Herman Kornbach of Ames urged his colleagues to quickly vote to advance the legislation.
See how fast we can get the ping pong ball bouncing so that we can get it to conference committee.
Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, suggests it won't be easy to strike a deal.
Although the House and Senate plans share many components that we agree upon, there are numerous differences.
Aside from the policy debate, there's a more than $100 million difference in the spending levels that Democrats and Republicans have proposed. More news in just a moment. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that a Walnut man was arrested on a theft charge Tuesday. 39-year-old Donald Hanna was charged with fourth-degree theft or shoplifting. Hanna was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office reports bridge construction work on eastbound Interstate 80 over Indian Creek between Pottawatomie County Road M47 and Cass County Road M56, or exits 46 and 51, about 2 miles east of Walnut. We'll begin on Monday, weather permitting. During the project, the traffic will be operating in a two-lane, two-way traffic pattern in the westbound lanes of I-80 in order to get over the bridge. The open lanes will have a 16-foot width lane restriction in place. The project is expected to be completed by late July. And with the weather changing from winter to spring, the Iowa Department of Transportation says it's gearing up for the road construction season. The DOT says it's poised to tackle construction work in every corner of the state. Depending on the remaining outcomes of bid letting through June, officials say the Iowa DOT will have to let out to bid approximately $600 million in primary highway system construction work during the 2013 calendar year. Iowa's counties and cities will also be setting up work zones in many areas in an effort to improve Iowa's transportation system. Here in the KJAN listening area, there are numerous projects that will be getting underway. They include in Pottawatomie County, Interstate 29, where I-29 and I-80 from the Missouri River Bridge in Council Bluffs meet, eastward about 3 miles to the Lake Manawa and South Expressway Interchange. That will undergo paving, grading, and bridge construction work. And through traffic will be maintained. A single lane closures may occur during off-peak hours. Also, I-29 from north of Council Bluffs to Missouri Valley Interchange will be resurfaced at several locations. Through traffic will be maintained in a single lane in that construction zone. And I-29 will be reconstructed from south of Council Bluffs to the Mills County line. One direction of travel will be constructed at a time with traffic maintained in a two-way, two-lane operation. Also, Interstate 80 here in Cass County, the DOT's construction project includes the eastbound I-80 bridge over Indian Creek at milepost 50, that's west of the Marnie interchange. That'll be replaced, and traffic will be maintained in a two-way, two-way operation in the westbound lanes, as we mentioned. And in Adair County, the eastbound I-80 bridge over the Middle River at milepost 85, that's west of the Greenfield interchange, will be replaced, and traffic will be maintained in a two-way operation in the westbound lanes. Council Bluffs officials are unveiling plans for a two-week celebration this summer to debut the community's newest attraction. Larry Foster, director of the city's Parks and Recreation Department, says the massive River's Edge Park will open on Memorial Day weekend to much fanfare, and all events are free.
We're showing concerts and movies and soccer and sports activities and family things. It's a real facility for actually the entire Midwest.
The event is being called Lus Fest after the region's rolling Lus Hills. The string of entertainment will kick off May 25th. 5th with a free concert by the Beach Boys.
We have a great product. We have a great place. We have a great river. We have a great park. And we're going to have a great series of events to open it up.
There will be several more concerts, sporting events, and entertainment for the celebration running from Memorial Weekend through June the 8th. A unique interactive light display will debut on May the 25th on the park's 5-acre grade lawn. The permanent display, entitled Rays, is a $500,000 installation, an 8-minute light show that repeats on the hour and half hour. This will be the first Lust Fest and what's planned to be an annual event. The Adams County Soil and Water Conservation District, or SWCD, reports that a free screening of the movie Dirt will be held in May in Corning. The movie, which was inspired by William Bryant Logan's acclaimed book Dirt, The Ecstatic Skin of the Earth, Dirt, the movie, takes a humorous and substantial look at into the history and current state of the living organic matter that we all come from and will eventually later return to. It'll take place at May the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Corning Opera House. According to SWCD technician Blake Anderson, the movie will be held in celebration of Soil and Water Conservation Week and is hosted by the Adams County Soil and Water Conservation District, along with the Adams County Rural Development Committee, Conservation Districts of Iowa, and the Southern Iowa Forage and Livestock Committee. The Iowa DNR says the annual Prairie Chicken Festival will be held at the Grand River Grasslands Bird Conservation Area, about 2 miles west and 1 mile south of Kellerton in Ringgold County, on April the 6th. Viewing will begin before dawn and last until the birds diminish their courtship dancing and booming. That'll be around 9:30 a.m. Prairie chickens have been reintroduced to the area, and each spring their courtship dances occur where their booming calls resonate across the southern Iowa hills and valleys. The site provides a wildlife viewing platform, and spotting scopes and binoculars will be available. DNR Wildlife Diversity Program Specialist Pat Schlarbaum says it's really quite a show and something that was lost to the Iowa landscape during the 1950s. There'll be coffee and light breakfast foods available at that event. Midland University in Fremont, Nebraska, has announced that it will acquire the former Dana College campus in Blair, Nebraska, just across the Missouri River, not far from Missouri Valley. Midland announced the plan today, saying in a news release that its growing enrollment in the last 4 years has necessitated expansion of its campus. Dana and Midland have shared Lutheran affiliations and served as athletic rivals in eastern Nebraska for decades before the Blair School closed its doors in 2010 following years of financial struggles and the loss of its accreditation. More than half of Dana's 600 students transferred to Midland, sending the Fremont School's 2010 enrollment from 643 to 962. Midland has continued to see enrollment growth and currently has more than 1,000 students. Midland officials did not disclose how much it plans to bid for the Dana campus. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the number of Americans seeking unemployment aid has climbed to a 4-month high, although the increase partly reflects seasonal distortions around the spring holidays. The Labor Department says weekly applications increased 28,000 to a seasonally adjusted 385,000. That's the highest level since late November. The 4-week average, which is a less volatile measure, rose to 354,250. Applications have increased for 3 straight weeks, suggesting that companies may be cutting jobs. The government will issue the March employment report tomorrow. Just over 3 months after the school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, sweeping legislation is about to become law in that state, including gun curbs. One provision calls for the creation of the nation's first dangerous weapon offender registry. The House gave the bill a final passage early this morning, and the governor is signing it today. The second of two Craigslist killers faces the death penalty when he's to be sentenced today in Ohio. A judge will sentence Richard Beasley in connection with 3 deaths. The victims were lured by offers on the classified ad site Craigslist of farmhand jobs in southeast Ohio. A 4th person survived. The jury recommended a death sentence for Beasley, but the judge could reduce it to life in prison. A teen accomplice is serving a life term. South Korea's defense minister says a long-range North Korean missile being moved to its east coast is not capable of hitting the U.S. Amid continued escalation of tensions, viewers of North Korea's official Twitter site say it appears to have been hacked. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Larry Arn, age 45, of Ames, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Ames. Funeral services for Larry Arn will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Denison. The Huebner Funeral Home in Denison is in charge of the arrangements. Wallace Wally Hoy, age 83, of Griswold and formerly of Grant, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Wally Hoy will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Colleen Chick Gebby, age 89, of Dexter, died Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Colleen Gebby will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Robert Albright, age 56, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Robert Albright will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gerald Mortensen, age 78, of Fargo, North Dakota, died March 19th in Florida. A memorial service for Gerald Mortensen will be Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Erna Lang, age 99, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Erna Lang will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. And Evelyn Lang, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Services for Evelyn Lang are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.